In this tape, we're going to look at affirmations of thought and feeling. Basically speaking, an affirmation of word is a verbalized thought form, is it not? And as we use these affirmations, what we're looking at is creating a feeling of control. As I said, are you free? If you do not control each and every aspect of your life, then you're not free. And if you have abdicated control, then did you abdicate control in a controlled way, or was the control taken from you? If the control was taken from you, you're not free. However, if you abdicated the control because you delegated the responsibility to another person, say, then that's fine. But do you control your life? As we look at control, we look at control of physical body, control of emotions, control of environment, control of interpersonal relationships, finances, creativity, and a general sense of or feeling of well-being or controlling your life. However, before we can get deeply into the feelings part of all of this, let us look at affirmations of word, and let us also look at creating energy. I believe that the strongest part of the day is the early morning, the dawn, for that is the time when, first of all, everybody else is usually asleep, and secondarily, your mind is fresh, your body is at its most rested, and so, usually speaking, your emotions are calm, nothing has come into your day to interact, and I feel that that is a time to develop affirmations. And so within a meditation, or within walking in nature, or within a time of sanctuary that you create within yourself, you would use affirmations to develop an energy pattern for the day. For example, you would wake up, and I feel that the strongest way to begin the day is to identify with that infinity within. And so I would begin with an affirmation that would say something like this: I'm eternal, immortal, universal, and infinite. My expectations are limitless. And there you are, saying, hey, I'm in a physical body, I am a mind, I'm a personality, I'm a person, but I know that inside of me there's an infinity, and I'm aligning and identifying to that energy. Going on from that, I would use an affirmation that would incorporate the day that I'm about to enter into. And so an affirmation that I use a lot, that I like, goes like this: this is my day. I control each and everything that comes to me. I accept complete responsibility for my life, for I know that I am power. So be it. And here with this affirmation, we're layering another thought form on top of the first one, a thought form of saying, yeah, you know, I control this day, I have power, and whatever comes into this day is going to be a reflection of the inner me, and I know the inner me is stronger and getting stronger, and I control it. And then I would go on with an affirmation like this: may the beauty of this day unfold deeply from within me. May there be energy and strength at all times. And here in this particular affirmation, what I'm looking at is establishing a power and saying, hey, I need this power to take me right through the day. Because to feel good for the first hour and then to feel lousy for the rest of the day won't work. We're looking at trying to create a strong energy and maintaining a balance all the way through the day so that there are no energy peaks or valleys, and that we're basically keeping an equal energy throughout the day. And understanding that the world, the environment, tiredness, the acidity of the physical dimension will have a tendency to try to pull your energy back all the time. And you're going to resist that. You're going to do things, exercises that I will teach you, things that you're actually going to do, affirmations to hold that power all day. Because if you have an affirmation, or you create an affirmation in the early morning, and then you come out of your house and you fight with your neighbor about the parking lot or who's going to clear the snow in front of the yard, then everything that you've layered in the early morning is lost. And then if you got involved in a confrontation like that, you would have to take time to pull back within yourself to reestablish that power, because the power will constantly want to slip away. Going on with these affirmations, you know, you're basically trying to maintain a strength in all areas. And so I would go with an affirmation also that dealt with my physicalness. And I would say something like, May the freshness of this day vitalize and heal my body. May there be balance and power at all times, layering again the same thought form upon the other. Understanding that dealing with affirmations of words, you're going to be dealing with your words, not necessarily my words. Because each one of us has words which mean powerful things to us that do not mean powerful things to another person. When I was a small boy, I went to a very, very old English school, a boarding school, and I went there when I was 10 years old. And it was a religious school, and it was very, very strict, and there was a lot of religion. And as a part of doing the religion, we had to do a lot of praying. Well, you can imagine the attention of a small 10-year-old boy tends to wane within about 30 seconds, and to sit through a ceremony each morning that takes an entire hour was very, very hard. And so we would make up words for the prayers. We would make up our own prayers. We would change the prayers to amuse ourselves because we had to kind of somehow survive, you know, the ceremonies that we had to go through each day in the early dawn. And so, for example, in the Lord's Prayer, we would take some of the main words of the Lord's Prayer and we would substitute the names of suburbs of London. Towns and suburbs that are in and around the city of London. Well, you have to really understand London and its suburbs to get the joke, but the Lord's Prayer went something like this. Our Farnham, who art in Hendon, hallowed be thy name. Thy Kingston come, thy Wimbledon, in Esher as it is in Henley. Well, I won't go right through the whole of the prayer, but that was basically how we kept ourselves amused as little boys in this church. And the words, Our Farnham, who art in Hendon, are power words to me because my subconscious mind has heard them and said them 1,000 times. Now, you would say, well, that's ridiculous, Stuart, but it's not. In a moment where I would need energy, Our Farnham, who art in Hendon, hallowed be thy name, is strong for me, but of course it won't be strong for you. So as I give you affirmations of words that you might want to work with, you can use mine, or you can develop the power words that mean something in your language, in your mindset. This day I express love to each person that I meet, for I know that I am truly lovable. And when you think about it, if you do not feel lovable, you do not pull people to you that love you. You have to feel lovable. If you're in a cloud or in a haze or you're angry with yourself or you're frustrated, then the people around you will reflect that and they'll be angry and frustrated or they will feel the same kind of restriction. So by creating an energy of feeling lovable, you pull to you love. You pull to you people that are interested in basically supporting you, endorsing you, empowering you, that will be open to your ideas. Moving through the day, of course, most people will be going to work or developing some kind of creativity. And so from those feelings of infinity, of love, of understandings, I would then work with some kind of affirmation about your financial affairs or the totality of abundance that you have around you. An affirmation that I use goes like this. The universe is abundant. Therefore, I feel abundant. My expectations are limitless. And as you work with that, you understand that there is no limit to abundance. In the old philosophy of the mercantile system that was put together many hundreds of years ago in Europe, it was believed that there was a limit to the total wealth. And so during the war with Napoleon, England sold boots to Napoleon's army, thinking that by selling him boots, they would be taking his money and they would be weakening him. What happened in effect was that his army marched with the boots into more and more countries. And as they conquered the new countries, they got more and more money, and so they could buy more and more boots. And so the system didn't work. Basically speaking, there is no limit to wealth. You're becoming rich, you're feeling abundant, you're being abundant, does not take wealth from other people. It does not take wealth, in fact, it creates it. Because if you become abundant, then usually what will happen is that you will spend your money, you will distribute your abundance, you will invite people to partake of your abundance, and so your becoming wealthy helps others to become wealthy. And again, in the same way as we looked at power, we're also going to look at abundance, because you cannot become abundant if you do not concentrate on abundance. You can't become wealthy if you think that money is evil or that it is not holy to be wealthy. You know, you have to understand that the universal law, the God force, is naturally abundant, and that is the natural state for man. All this stuff about poverty being neat or poverty being holy, it was just way that man used to manipulate other men, because that is not how the God force manifests. The God force is perfectly delighted with how abundant you become, providing, of course, that you do not inflict restriction upon other people. And it's not as if the God force even says to you, hey, don't restrict these other people, because there's plenty of it going around, is there not? All that we say is that if you restrict others, then in turn you create around you a dimension of restriction, and sooner or later something will come forward to restrict you. So as you work with this meditation in the morning, or you work with these affirmations, you understand that you have this intimate relationship with the environment around you, that you are the environment. And as you become more and more sensitive to that environment, you can first of all begin to feel thought forms or events coming towards you, but also you can use that sensitivity to place yourself in the right place at the right time. Because many things, whether it is finding the love of your life or making money in a deal or being accepted as a great violinist or whatever, most of those things are being in the right place in the right time. And so you're going to develop a sensitivity and a relationship between your inner feelings and that world that you're moving through. An affirmation that deals with this would be, each and every day I am becoming more and more sensitive to my surroundings. I am always in the right place at the right time. And that kind of affirmation sets up that understanding that the inner you and the outer you are one and the same thing. And so, as you understand that, you'll find that you have control, that you're beginning through power mode, power play, power thought to develop control around you. And as you develop control, you're not being chased by two tigers, say, then from within you, in the silence and in the quiet, will come creative ideas. Ideas of how to express yourself. Ideas of how to add to the totality of the beauty and the love in the world. Ideas for making money. Ideas for making your home work in a better way. Ideas for lightening and changing the environment. And dealing with that, or dealing with an affirmation of that, you may like something like this. May the beauty of this day unfold strongly. May the creativity within me manifest to its highest possibility. And understanding that, basically speaking, all creative endeavors, whether it's building a bridge or driving a racing car or painting a painting, start off in consciousness. A bridge is the result of 237 people's consciousness. The designers, the builders, the people that locked it together, the people that, you know, it is basically consciousness. And so you will understand that if you do not have creativity within your life, then all we're looking at is enhancing the flow or the stream of consciousness coming from within. As you work with this, setting up the energy of the day, I like to walk in nature, because nature expresses the life force in purity, beyond emotion, beyond judgment, beyond intellect. And as you lock into nature, you lock into the vitality around you. You lock into the sun shining upon you, warming your body. You lock into the beauty of the birds, the nature around you, the trees, the vegetation. And by being alone for a quiet moment, and it doesn't have to be a performance. You don't have to sit on a rock cross-legged and, you know, om yourself for 4 hours. It doesn't have to be that complicated. It can be just maybe on your way walking out to the car, you would take a detour and you would walk around the flower beds and you would stand there for 3 minutes. I am power. I am eternal, immortal, universal and infinite, and I control my life. I'm establishing absolute control over every aspect of my life. And that locking in nature allows you to feel the purity that's there, to feel that the day is your day. Then, as you move through the day, there'll be 1,000 various thought forms. You're going places, you're doing things, there's actions, the phone rings, and so on. And, of course, your energy will change to adapt to these various pieces of information that are coming into your life or the various circumstance changes that you're going through. But as you go through the day, you will understand that there's an absolute need for you to guard the inner energy, to guard the power around you. And so you would take moments out during the day, maybe during the lunch hour. You would just walk out of your office and you would walk through the parking lot and you would stand next to a tree and you would link or anchor the feeling of the morning. And you would say, now what did I feel at dawn this morning? I felt free. I felt fresh. Okay, the circumstances of the last 3 hours have been anything but fresh, but here I am. I'm linking back to the power. I'm rebuilding. I feel strong. This day proceeds well. I feel successful within it. Notice that we're constantly dealing with creating an atmosphere or a feeling around you. And as you understand that any time you need to pull, you need more energy, that you have this ability to pull in, it can be just a few seconds at a traffic sign, you know, at a traffic light, pulling in, feeling strong. I feel successful today. There's no limit to my stamina. I receive energy constantly from within me. And if you can establish that link within you, then the ideas begin to flow. And of course you know that. You know that when you're ragged, when you're tired, life becomes hard. You can't get any fresh ideas. You just don't know where the next idea is coming from. But when you're rested, suddenly you get an idea to make a phone call. Hey, I'll call that guy. I haven't seen him for years. Or, yeah, that's an idea. We'll paint it green and blue and package it in little plastic bags and sell it for $1.99. You get ideas about how to make things work. And so in working with affirmations, I would ask you to create power affirmations that mean something for yourself. At the end of the day, I like affirmations before you go to sleep. Again, I like simplicity. I like things that can be done simply and quickly. Just as you lie down and you close your eyes, you might want to give thanks for the beauty of the day. I would look at any disasters or any places of negativity, and I would see that there was a learning in that. I would say, now what did I learn from that situation, from that confrontation, from that difficulty? And from the successes, no matter how small, no matter how little they were, I would link myself to the success. And I would take a moment to review that. One of the techniques that I've talked about on my other tapes, which I just want to review here for those of you that are new, is that at night, I would like you to consider going back through the day backwards in your mind's eye. So you'll be lying down in bed in a relaxed fashion, and you would see yourself, you know, putting on your pajamas, having dinner, arriving home from work, going through the working day or whatever it is you did, going right the way through, reviewing all the circumstances of the day, right going back to dawn. And in so doing, you release energy from the psyche. It's a way of clearing out consciousness and allowing the mind to collate and establish what it felt about the day. I believe it reduces the amount of time that you have to do a certain type of dreaming that basically is sort of collating, processing, and getting rid of the garbage type of dreaming. And I believe that during the night, we communicate with our higher self. And if we do not have to be in the garbage, collating, processing type of dreaming, it allows us a deeper entry to the true spirituality within us. I believe at night that if we have the ability to travel back into those dimensions and really look at the real us, to look at our true motivations, to look at our true goals, and to look at what it is we want to become at night. Using this night process, you can often ask a question of the inner you, the higher self, or the God force, or the guiding light that is there within you, or the guides that are a part of your life. And the way you would do that is, you would review the day backwards, as I've just said, and then you would put up the thought form or the question that you have. You know, hey, what am I supposed to be doing with my life? What is the strongest path? Shall I marry Harry or shall I marry Tony? You know, whatever the question might be. And then you would come forward with some kind of affirmation that might say something like, may the power that guides me show me the way, and may I see the answer to the question that I pose. Then put the question up in your mind. and understand that within the infinity of all things, we can never understand how the process works. But usually, you will find that the answer of the question is in your mind in the morning. And if it is not, it usually presents itself during the day. It shows you. Often, it shows you by not showing you. It shows you by there being no answer. And so when you look at the no answer, you say, well, what kind of no answer did I receive? And the kind of answer you received was, do nothing. Because if there's no answer, then the answer to your question is nothing. And the answer to nothing is do nothing. And often the answer to your question will be, hey, in this situation, wait, do nothing, pull back, wait, and it'll unfold. Okay, as we go into this night mode, we understand that the night time is not just this place where we refresh the body. Something can be going on in consciousness, and you can set it up so you can allow the night to be there for you, to allow the darkness of the night to allow you to create within you progress, so that you are touching deep within you, and you are collating and understanding and processing your night. An affirmation I sometimes use is, may the dark of this night allow the light within me to shine ever greater, for I'm eternal, immortal, universal, and infinite. And another one that I like is an affirmation that throws out the thought form, you know, may I go out into this night and be a part of all things. May I serve in whatever way I might serve. May I learn in whatever way I might learn. May this night be for refreshment, for healing. And finally, as your eyes close and you're dropping off to sleep, you would consider something like, may the rest that I experienced this night allow me to awake refreshed, positive, loving, and ready for a new day, and so be it. And so, as you work with words, you begin to understand that you're pumping power, you're pumping energy. Thought forms have various degrees of power. You know, certain thought forms have no power at all, and other thought forms are extremely powerful. As we look at that, we're going to discuss five ways of developing thought power, of developing intensity, so that your thought forms move from consciousness into reality, into physical reality, where you can experience them. In thought form empowerment, we will look first at life force. You are basically a quantum or a totality or a bunch of, say, life force. The thought forms you create are empowered by you thinking them, but they have within them also intrinsic life force. The amount of power that you experience, the amount of life force that you have. And you know what it's like. You've met people that have incredible vitality and others that are like as dead as a wet flannel. Well, those thought forms that are created by the person who's like an old flannel are weaker than the thought forms that come from a person that experiences or expresses vitality. And so understanding that your power or your ability to use word affirmations or thought affirmations comes from also your vitality. And your vitality is intimately linked to, A, your control of emotion, B, your control of your body, and also partly your control of positivity. And so if your body is sluggish or you feel there's not enough energy there, then the strength of the thought form will not be as strong. So in thought form power, we're looking at number one, life force, the quantity of life force, literally the physical and metaphysical metabolism that you express. Are you vital? Are you bright? Are you ready? Are you up for the project? Are you up for the day? When you say, I control this day, do you? Or is it just mumblings? Is it just words? Okay. Second thing in thought form empowerment, variance. Now let me describe to you, let me explain to you what variance is. We live in the contents of our belief patterns, and much of what we believe or that we think about is fantasy. It is not actually real. We fantasize maybe being in the Super Bowl and you know, creating the winning score, or we fantasize a great love affair, or we fantasize being on a beach, but we do not actually live it or believe it. We know that that is not something that is going to happen to us. It is a way the mind has of playing, of just messing about. Okay. the difference or the gap between the fantasy part of you and the real part of you is the variance. And if the variance in your life is very, very great, what happens is that most of your power or most of your consciousness or most of your thought power is dissipated in fantasy, and very little of it is centered in the now, in the reality. And so you live, basically speaking, an unreal thought form position or thought form layer. So there are around you, basically, a degree of non-reality. As you understand this, the complexity of this concept of variance, what you would do to strengthen your thought form power would be reducing the fantasy and coming back within yourself to being real. Hey, what is actually real in my life? Okay, this does not mean that one cannot dream about some place that we're moving to, or a love affair that we might be in, or a beach, or whatever. We can have our daydreams, but we cannot live in the daydreams. Because if in consciousness you live the daydreams, then the variance is so great that when you try to materialize the daydream, it has already been created on an inner level and you've spent the energy. And so the variance is saying, hey, it's okay to fantasize, it's okay to dream, but let us bring it back tight, okay? The real reality, hey, where am I today? What is the dimension that I am in? What is actually the stock that I have? Where have I got to so far? A lot of people want to be in a sort of stardom consciousness. They want to be discovered. And perhaps you've had that thought. I certainly remember that when I was younger, hoping that somebody would like come along and scoop me up, so to speak. Well, nobody will ever discover you if they have no reason to discover you. If you haven't done anything, if you haven't got anything going for yourself, if there's no vitality there. And so if you live in that sort of stardom consciousness, you're living in a variance and it'll never happen. The way to become a star, if that's what you're interested in, is to begin to develop a skill. Let's say you're a singer, and you begin to move towards stardom by creating records, writing songs, doing the things that you do, playing the violin, whatever. Okay, and then suddenly the variance is reduced and you live in reality. And then somebody can discover you because you're actually out there doing it. You're singing someplace and somebody can watch you singing and can say, hey, I like the way this guy sings. I like the way she plays the violin. And you can be picked up and scooped up and an opportunity can come. But a lot of people, as a way of sort of compensating for their inability to materialize in their life, they live in fantasy. And the variance of who they are in relation to what they're actually thinking about or what they believe they are is so different, so wide, that in fact they are unable to materialize things in their life. The third part of the thought form power that I want you to consider was the thing that we talked about in the first tape, which was identity. If you do not believe that you are the God force within, if you do not believe that the light is within you, then you have a lack of metaphysical identity, and usually that will materialize in a lack of psychological identity. You won't know who you are, and you won't feel strong about yourself. Okay? So identity is basically knowing that that infinity is within you, and that infinity grants you the right to be here. It grants you the reason for being on the physical plane, and it grants you to be a special individual. Okay? All right. As you look at that, it's not so important in the early part of your life, because in the early part of your life, you're basically collating, looking at, experimenting, deciding who you are. But in later life, especially once you cross, let's say, the age of 30 to 33, and you begin to really consolidate who you are and where you're going in life, it is especially important for you to have a strong identity of the infinity within you. That is important. Okay, so identity is particularly important. I'm going to talk to you now about congruence, space-time, and concentration, but I'm going to have to turn over to the next side of this tape to handle that. So if you'd be so good now, I would ask you to turn the tape at this time.